usually have a project in mind, and that project usually starts with some kind of a concept. In the case of consonant dissonance, that concept was using a process to manipulate the piano signals as I was playing them. You know, I might be playing something with my left hand and then turning a knob with my right hand, or playing something with my right hand, or playing both hands and pressing a pedal to kind of capture some of the sound and have it run through granular synthesis and things like this. It's all stuff that I've practiced, and I sort of have an expectation of what's happening, but there's also chance parameters that are built into it as well. So it can do things that I don't expect.
What would be an example from consonant dissonance that illustrates what you're talking about?
Either of the three impossibilities movements. So there's impossibilities 1, 2, and 3. Those pieces are entirely improvised. It was usually some sort of like patch that I had done. So I'd, you know, used cables to plug in from module to module within the modular synth, and made it so that there was something happening to the piano signals that was new and interesting to me. And then I would use that to kind of draw from how I improvised with that sound.
We're speaking with John C.S. Keston. John, where'd you get the idea to get so involved in electroacoustic music?
Music technology has been something I've always been fascinated with and made a career out of. You know, so I my undergraduate degree was music technology. I kind of studied sound art as an MFA, and then I taught audio production and music technology classes of many varieties over the years. And
what really turns you on about applying effects to what you do on the regular, good old, traditional piano?
I love acoustic piano without any effects. I love the way it sounds on its own. But I think one of the main things is novelty, right? So it's like, I think the piano lends itself really well to being transformed in that way, right? It's, you know, I mean, and, you know, there's a history of manipulating the piano in both the physical realm. If you look at, you know, John Cage with, you know, his prepared piano work. And then, you know, there's other artists who have done a lot of processing to the piano as well. Nils Frahm, for example, through electronic means. Synthesizers have been something that I've used alongside the piano, alongside other electronic keyboards. And it just is kind of a natural thing for me to, you know, kind of put the chocolate in with the peanut butter.
John, what's an example of a piece that really combines the properties of the acoustic piano and the effects you put on?
The title track, Consonant Dissonance, has this consonance to it, and then it evolves into some dissonance, and there's some, you know, there's some looping, there's some granular synthesis going on, and some effects that all kind of blend with it. And that piece could be played with or without effects, but with the modular synth, it gives it another dimension, I think.
Thank you. John, the pieces on your CD, Consonant Dissonance, they all mix improvisation with composition. But what's one that you find especially satisfying?
Yeah, it's difficult to choose one. There's improvisation throughout the album, but some of them are more improvised and some of them have more kind of planned out structure ahead of time. The last track, which is called Being Again, it's one of my most satisfying tracks to play. It's got like a little bit of a backwards piano sample that kind of happens at the beginning. So I create the sample at the beginning of the piece and let that happen for a little bit and then play this pattern of chords over it. It's one of the more consonant pieces on the album, I would say. I find that it really has that human emotion. A lot of these pieces are kind of full of human emotion, I think. I feel like these did come from sort of a deeper personal space. And Being, I think, the last track, Being, I think, is one of those.
The new electroacoustic CD by John C.S. Keston is called Consonant Dissonance. It's available at Bandcamp. The URL is johncskeston.bandcamp.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.